Are you done with being that pregnant or postpartum mom in the gym who is always stuck on the sidelines feeling horrible, saying, "How come no one ever told me this?" Are you ready to finally say no to a mom life filled with excess weight, injury, overwhelm, and fatigue? Then help is here. Welcome to the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast, where we dive deep into the information you need to be the strongest woman in and out of the gym, even if you are a mom. If you are done going through your pregnancy or postpartum fitness journey clueless and unprepared, if you are ready to commit and say yes to being that badass fit mom who is shredded and stronger than before the baby, well, listen up. Because this is where we talk about all of the things your doctor or trainer never told you about, so that you can achieve the body you want and take your athletic strength and performance to the next level. Get ready, because here's your host, Daisy Bravo.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. Today was recorded live in my Facebook group, the Strong Moms Pregnancy and Postpartum Fitness Education and Support Hub. Because this training received such an amazing response from my group members, and because it is a topic that a lot of moms are interested in, I wanted to share it with you here on the podcast. But first, a heads up that this was a live training. So from time to time, you will hear me interacting with the people who are watching the training. Sometimes I ask questions, and sometimes I give shout outs to audience members. So if you are interested in joining my Facebook group, connecting with other strong moms, getting access to more live videos, recipes, workouts, health and fitness tips and tricks, I encourage you to head on over to the show notes and click the link to join my Facebook group, the Strong Moms Pregnancy and Postpartum Fitness Education and Support Hub. And so you don't feel left out, I have included any links, products, or references made on today's episode and place them on our show notes, also on the Strong Moms Fitness website, and in the description of the replay video in our Facebook group. So I look forward to seeing you in our Facebook group and hope you enjoy this episode of the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. I'm going to just kind of jump right in today and answer the questions because I have a little bit in a time constraint here, which I'm sure you can all relate to that. And so there were two questions that I want to make sure that I get to answer. And the good thing is the first question I'm going to get to is actually ties into what I wanted to talk about anyway. So this is actually really great when it comes to running and pregnancy and postpartum. So the first question that was asked was, when is the pelvic floor healed enough to run? And I was like, this is such an amazing question. I am glad that you guys had asked this, because most people don't ask this. They wait until they have problems or pain and they're like, oh, what do I do now? I have an injury. So instead of like making sure that we don't get to that point, it's always great to make sure that your body is ready to handle something like running or even something that's high impact. So if that's jumping, jump rope, all of those sort of plyometric type stuff, that up and down, that pounding on the floor is going to put a little bit of stress on your body, all the ligaments, all the tendons, and I don't want that. All right, so I'm going to get into this question. Just make sure I don't have any more comments before I get rolling. Awesome. All right, so what I actually really wanted to start talking about is and what happens is a lot of women, they're postpartum or they're pregnant, and they're really not given much guidance or guidelines of what to do. They are typically in pregnancy. You'll commonly hear, if you were doing it before, just keep doing it unless you're feeling pain or something. And I think that is pretty standard across the board of what most women hear. And then for the postpartum crew, the doctor says that about 4 or 6 weeks, okay, resume regular exercises. And that doesn't give us much information to go by. So I wanted to kind of clarify, because some of that information has evolved or changed. We have more information now. So I will be posting this in the group later. There are some guidelines, and I think they're out of Europe, which help guide women and physical therapists and trainers in regards to how they are prescribing or helping women get back to running. So everything that I'm going to be mentioning today comes out of these guidelines, and they're going to help me answer this question in regards to when is the pelvic floor healed enough to run? And there's a, you know, kind of a black and white answer, and then there's kind of a gray area where there are some circumstances that can affect this sort of black and white answer. So, you know, I want to first talk about what happens if you start to run without adequately letting your pelvic floor heal, and not just heal and just like lay there and let the body do its job, but also rehab that pelvic floor, core, and all those other parts of the body that have been stressed and strained during pregnancy. So conditions like pelvic floor dysfunction are super common. So including things like pelvic organ prolapse, leakage, urine leakage, and also fecal, you know, incontinence, things like that occur all too often for moms. And it's something a lot of us don't talk about. It's something that, one, we're told this is part of being a mom, and that's, it may be true, but it's not 100% true 100% of the time. There is hope for all of us, and it doesn't have to be your reality. And so in reading up with these guidelines and other studies, one study showed that at the 3 to 6 month postpartum time frame, up to 50%, 56% of new moms demonstrated a grade 2 or higher of pelvic organ prolapse, which is when the pelvic organs like your bladder or bowel or uterus are descending down the vagina because you don't have that sort of support there. So 56% of women, and grade really represents how far down the organs are traveling. And so I don't want you to concern yourself about the intricacies of that, but I do want you to grasp the point here that 56% of moms are struggling with this. And it can be something that occurred during pregnancy. And it also can be something that we've brought about ourselves through, you know, not exercising properly or not returning to exercise properly. So that 3 to 6 months, again, 56%. So I really want you guys to take this stuff sort of seriously, because dealing with something like that is going to cause further struggles for workouts down the road. If you're the type of person who, you know, wants to get back to running, it's going to have to look a little different while you are managing something like this. If you're someone who's obsessed with losing the baby weight, you're going to have to learn how to, you know, manage and work around and deal with something like this. And of course, we don't really start, you know, we're not really a wellness type of culture these days. We're really the type of people is that, you know, once it becomes a problem, then we'll deal with it. We're really not thinking ahead of the game here. So that's why I'm here to educate everyone, because I don't want anyone to get to that point. We really want to start thinking before we even put ourselves in these predicament situations, getting ahead of the ball. It's all about, you know, wellness and, you know, taking care of your body and taking things one day at a time, taking it seriously. So, that is my point there with that one. I got a little distracted by the comments. I do apologize. Now, and, you know, kind of, and this sort of, you know, answers the question of why does this happen? And, you know, most moms don't understand or not explained to by their doctors that standard tissue healing, like ligaments, muscles, and tendons, can take anywhere from 4 to 6 months, not weeks, to actually be considered healed. So here in the US, most doctors are giving clearance to do whatever workouts you want at this six weeks mark. So you can kind of see where there's a little bit of discrepancy there and why so many women are experiencing injuries. So it makes sense that, you know, moms are getting injured. They don't know why. They're shocked when it happens, or they're just told like, this is just part of being a mom. So bottom line is we need to treat this like any other, you know, tendon, muscle, ligament type injury and give your body the respect and healing time that it deserves. So it doesn't mean that you can't do any exercises at that clearance time, whatever time frame that has been based upon, you know, your doctor's recommendation, but it means that you need to take the time to start doing some rehab work and then slowly progress the body into more challenging exercises and things like longer duration and high impact stuff need to be saved for when the body is ready. So again, at that, you know, at that 6 week mark, when the doctor says it's great to resume exercises, it does not mean that you have been given the okay to go and do a 10K. That means you need to start working and progressing up to that, starting with the basics. So the guidelines recommend that moms need to start waiting until at least 12 weeks before you actually start to think about running again. So starting to challenge and progress the body slower. So, you know, back to the question is, when is the pelvic floor healed enough to run? And the general answer for that is you can start doing something in regards to running. Maybe it's a brisker pace type of work. Maybe it's when you're starting your progressive exercise. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. But before you even start thinking of running, you want to start waiting. You want to wait, give that body at least the 12 week mark before you start doing any of that sort of stuff. Now, two lives or a podcast episode, whichever one you are listening to, I went into a lot of detail on how to get the body ready for running and what that looks like. So I'm not going to go in and repeat myself in regards to that. I can certainly link that if you're interested. But I wanted to give you kind of a foundation of, you know, what that should look like. So I want to encourage you to listen to that, that episode or that live so that you have an idea what progressive exercise means and what that looks like. And if you have not started a rehab portion of your recovery, then I encourage you to check out my website, strongmomsfitness.com, and my postpartum program called Rebuild After Baby actually progresses the body to rebuild the abs, the core, the pelvic floor. It's on my website, again, strongmomsfitness.com. It's under the programs tab. And just a little plug here before I go on, I want to mention that in June, the price of Rebuild After Baby is actually doubling. So if you are on the fence and considering joining the program, now is the time to do it. Save yourself the money. You're going to have me supporting you on your journey in your corner. So now's the time to grab it for its uber low price. Cheap plug right there. But anyways, Rebuild After Baby is like step one in your journey. So that is where we start retraining that core pelvic floor, allowing it to heal and rehab properly. We work on posture, we work on breathing, we work on reintroducing gym, like basic gym exercises. And that's kind of like step two. Is now that you are rehabbed, then in step two, which is kind of the next progression after rebuild, after baby, is that's when you start to do some strength work. So, you know, just good old fashioned, low impact strength and resistance training that progresses you, trains those muscles, rebuilds the ligaments, tendons, and that sort of thing. And then step three is where that pre-running, that pre-high intensity prep work needs to be done. And again, I went over kind of what that looks like in, again, two episodes ago. I'm going to plug it somewhere. And the links, either if you're listening to the podcast, it's going to be in the show notes. And then also in my, like just here on the comments in the live section there so that you can go and check those out. So I'm going to post that and then also the link to Rebuild After Baby if you are interested. Again, it is going to be half price and it's going to double in June. And then I guess since I'm plugging myself, I'm going to do another cheap plug is in this whole month of April, my other core program, which it does a little bit of pelvic floor work, but it's mainly core and abs and getting, you know, working on helping individuals with diastasis and, you know, women that are complaining about belly pooch. That is actually on sale for the month of April. And anyone that buys Rebuild After Baby, which is like, Flat Abs After Baby. I have some two free eBooks that come with that program. And it is like meal prep, which is like super easy meal prep. And then the next is postpartum smoothies. So really quick on the go meals, super easy meal prep, not like you're spending your whole Sunday prepping for. So again, I love it that I'm plugging myself. Rebuild After Baby is half price right now, doubling in June. And then for the month of April, I am Flat Abs After Baby. It is $47. And with that, you get two free eBooks. I just can't talk today, guys. I'm sorry. So let's get back to it because I do want to keep going a little bit more here before I get to the next question. And, you know, it's also important for you to remember that recovery can be positively and negatively impacted by things like sleep, nutrition, how much weight you're just starting with, stress, breastfeeding, and of course, mental state is huge. So that number, you know, that, you know, that 12 weeks when you start, it might have to be a little bit longer depending on what your life is looking right now. So if you're super stressed and you're not sleeping, you may have to modify this a little bit different. You might realize that you're not healing as fast and that progressing might be a little bit slower for you. So I want to have you keep that in mind. So if you are already running, what are some of the warning signs of pelvic dysfunction? Another good question. And those are things like, you know, if you notice you're peeing or pooping your pants when you're running, and this could even be not running too, just in daily, if you're sneezing and you're peeing all the time, that could be a sign that your pelvic floor needs some work, some help. And, you know, heaviness, pressure, or even a dragging feeling in the pelvis is another sign of pelvic floor dysfunction, pain during exercise, pain during intercourse, abdominal separation, and even low back pain are all signs that you could potentially have some pelvic floor dysfunction because they are all connected. This is just, you know, one body. They've all gone through pregnancy. And so they all need a little bit of work. So if you are, you know, if you think you have pelvic floor dysfunction, always great to go and get checked out by a pelvic floor physical therapist. They can do, you know, internal assessment to determine what's going on. And then they may also have you do a few things to determine also if you have pelvic prolapse and leaking dysfunction. So check that out. Pelvic floor physical therapist, definitely research that. And I think I also have a podcast episode about what a pelvic health physical therapist is. super important. So I'm just going to briefly look at the comments, make sure that there are not any questions, because I'm going to wrap that up. So basically the answer, this long-winded answer, you know, when has the pelvic floor healed enough? Generally, we need about 6 months before we can consider ourselves healed. And we want to wait at least about 12 weeks before we even start to like consider including running in our routine again. So chew on that. If you have any questions, pop those in the chat if you're here with me live. If you are listening on the podcast, send me an email, daisystrongmom@strongmomsfitness.com. daisy@strongmomsfitness.com is my email. I am happy to answer any of those questions through email. So I'm going to jump into the next question, since I don't see that anyone has popped in any questions about what pelvic floor and running. And so Kayla had asked about how to protect milk supply when she needs to wear a sports bra and when she uses so much energy to run. And now I don't know where Kayla is, you know, in her postpartum journey, where she's at, but it sounds like she's actively doing running workouts. And so, you know, first off, I want to apologize to Kayla, I'm going to make this up to you. I am, you know, I'm going to give you a kind of a quick answer here, because I'm not a lactation specialist and I don't want to step on any toes here. And I want to make sure I have the right answers to your question. I don't want to give you any misinformation. So in the next few weeks, I will be having a lactation specialist on to better answer this question. So, and that way I can leave more time and effort to answer that question for you and spend more time on it. But as an exercise specialist, I'm going to answer your question based upon, my viewpoint, from what I have attained through research and, you know, training other moms on this. So, Kayla, stay tuned for when I answer the question, and have a lactation specialist on here, but I'm just going to kind of give some, again, like a brief little answer. It probably not going to help too much, but I didn't want to leave you high and dry on your question. And, you know, from what I've read, seen, heard, chatted with other individuals, is for the most part, the action of running is not going to kill your milk supply. However, with something like that, it is important to remember that you're taking care of yourself and you're taking care of your nutrition. So, you know, you did mention that you use up a lot of energy when you're running. So I just want to make sure that your body is getting the calories and nutrients that it needs in order to produce breast milk. So just make sure that you're eating enough nutrient dense calories. And, you know, if you feel like you're not sure that you're doing this, then I typically suggest starting to track what you're eating and how many, you know, what you're burning with an app like MyFitnessPal or Chronometer. And that can kind of give you a starting point or an idea of how much you're taking in and how much you're burning. And of course, you don't want to be in a caloric deficit while you're breastfeeding. You want to make sure that you are getting ample and proper nutrition. So I hope that that's something that you understand and you are aware of as you are running as a breastfeeding mom. Now, when it comes to bras, for the most part, bra choice plays a big part in, you know, comfort and convenience. And the only thing that I read in regards to, you know, sports bras specifically impacting milk supply really only seems to come up in situations, and it's like, and it's not a huge amount. You know, some people say they notice a little bit of a difference, but not a huge impact where you're totally running dry. So if, and that usually occurs if moms are wearing super tight clothes all the time, you know, it can clog up the breasts and have a negative impact on milk supply. This is not very common. This is, you know, something like, you know, wearing a tight bra, blocking your milk flow and making your body almost like think that it's not needed, which can potentially decrease your milk supply. Also not wearing the bra while exercising can lead to leaks too. So the most important thing is finding the right bra for you. So you want to make sure that, yes, it is a supportive undergarment, but you want to make sure that it's not so tight fitting where it is, you know, digging in or potentially leading to any sort of plugged milk ducts. And things like infections are actually a little bit more common. So if you're wearing sweaty, dirty bras, which I don't recommend, things like infections, you know, that are like occluding your breast, you know, can cause things like infection, like mastitis. And because of the pressure it might put on your milk duds, which kind of extend, you know, when the bra extends from the armpit down into the rib cage, you know, the best thing to do is just find bras that are not too tight, still supportive, no underwires, you know, because those can typically dig and obstruct the milk flow. Choosing the right bras with a breathable fabric, because if they retain sweat and moisture, that can lead to some bacterial growth and also soreness. So you don't want to be guilty of, you know, wearing your sports bra all day long. You want to make sure that when you're working out and running, you wear the sports bra. Again, you're wearing a nice, comfortable sports bra that's not suffocating you or painful or uncomfortable. And then as soon as you're done running, you know, switch out to your regular everyday bra, whatever you're wearing, and make sure that you're cleaning them properly. So that's the best advice I have. Again, I'm going to have a lactation specialist on here going into more detail about that and maybe expressing what the actual statistics and what percentage of milk supply could potentially be affected by something like this, if at anything at all. But for the most part, from what I understand, a standard sports, you know, pregnancy sports bra and doing some running is not going to kill your milk supply and shouldn't be a rise for concern. My bigger concern for you, again, is the nutrition component of you, for you is calories and making sure that you're getting the appropriate amount of calories and nutrition for your body so that your body can produce this breast milk. And so I want you to kind of keep that in mind. Hopefully that kind of gets you going in the right direction. I would love to hear some comments or feedback of what you thought of this answer. And also what questions that you may have for a lactation specialist, because I think that's the next guest I'm going to have on the podcast, my lives. So hopefully that helps. Again, just to quickly wrap up again, want to make sure that, you know, you are giving your pelvic floor enough time to heal after baby before you start running. I don't want to see any of you guys injured with leakage, pelvic prolapse, that sort of stuff. Again, remember 6 months to like healing, super important. And then again, when it comes with the bras, just make some wise choices. Don't wear anything that's uncomfortable, painful, pinching on you, and take them off. Switch to your regular everyday bra when you're not working out so that you're not causing any of that. If you in your mind think that that is happening for you. So everyone, I do also want to recap, the sales that are going on, because I don't think I've ever had two sales going on at once. And so again, Rebuild After Baby right now is half price. prices doubling in June. And then Flat Abs After Baby, you get 2 free recipe books when you purchase the little mini program here. That's Flat Abs After Baby. Both can be found on my website, strongmomsfitness.com. Up at the top, there's a section that says program, so make sure you kind of hit that. And all the programs that I have are all listed there. I do have some pregnancy programs, and then of course my postpartum ones. Also, so I want to thank you for checking out the live. I don't see any questions lingering in the comment section, so I'm going to assume everyone is doing well and good. So I do want to thank you for sticking with me and listening to my rambling today. I'm a little bit like all over the place. I'm sure you probably noticed that, but hopefully I answered the main questions here today. And I think that was the big thing that I was trying to do. So thank you for checking me out today on the live. And if you are listening to the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast, I want to thank you as always for joining me on the podcast, and look forward to the next time that we're all together. You guys have a great rest of the day. Thanks.
Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. Now remember, go subscribe so that you are the first to know as soon as new episodes drop. Also, be sure you don't miss out on your chance to win a free program of your choice from Strong Moms Fitness. All you have to do is leave a 5-star review, screenshot it before you submit, and send it to daisy@strongmomsfitness.com. Your review helps other people find our show. And as a thank you, once a month, we choose the review that makes us all warm and tingly inside and award that lucky lady a free program of their choice. So do it now. It could be you. See you next time, you badass mom, you.